The National Coordinator of the School Feeding Program, Seydou Adamu, has suggested that subsidies removed from fuel products be channeled to social intervention programs like the School Feeding Program. This, he said, will make it sustainable and ensure the enrollment of more children. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Adamu admitted that the money owed the caterers is that of the third term of last academic year, which he hopes will be settled as soon as funds from the District Assembly's Common Fund are released.
The objectives of the school feeding program is to improve the nutritional status of school children in deprived communities. It also aims at enhancing their mental health for academic work. But these intentions are thwarted almost every now and then due to lack of funds. There have been reported cases of the program being suspended in some communities because of non-payment of caterers. The national coordinator of the school feeding program, Seydou Adamu, said the program will be well sustained if enough funds are channeled into it.
Subsidies should be properly targeted, and one way of targeting subsidies is to invest in the school feeding program where the poor are. And if we are able to target the children of the poor, then I'm sure the subsidies will become very useful.
On arrears owed caterers and how the quality of food can be improved, Mr. Adamu calls for collaboration at the district level in monitoring the program to avoid waste.
We are now left only the third term last academic year, and we are likely to make some payment in a week or two's time. As of now, we have written to the GES and they are asking their circuit officers to also monitor the quality and the cooking of the food. And if we are able to do that, then we will achieve the targets that we want. We are in talk with the district assembly where the school implementation committee do not exist. We appeal to the DCEs to make sure that they are settled as soon as possible. And then the district implementation committee, who are also at the district level, who also have to do their work to monitor. Other than that, if the monitoring is not enhanced, they will be throwing money down the drain.
Mr. Seydou Adamu said the objective of the program is to feed 2 million children and hope this will be achieved by the end of next academic year.